Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7:36, it's good morning to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Yeah, Xander Schauffele, I think, is the main man this morning, winning the US PGA Championship last night, and quite the win as well. Rolled in a 6-foot birdie on the last to claim the title by a stroke from Bryson DeChambeau, 21 under par, the winning total there. No luck for Shane Lowry, tied 6th, 14 under, and Shane was right in the mix on the opening 9 holes, but just couldn't hang on to the coattails of those leading players as they pushed on in the back 9. Let's get a wrap of all the final round action from Greg Allen in Kentucky.
On and off the course, it was an eventful week to say the least, and inside the ropes it was a multiple record-breaking major with as worthy a champion as you get at this level of competition. Xander Schauffele set a major championship record 4-round total of 21 under par with a chip and putt birdie on the last for a dramatic one-stroke victory over a fast-finishing Bryson DeChambeau, and that was after Schauffele had equaled the low-round major championship record with a 62 in Thursday's first round. It was also that rare thing in the majors, a wire-to-wire win with an exclamation mark 65 to seal the deal, and that was after he had led or co-led after all four rounds. It was hugely impressive. For Shane Lowry, who shot a final round 70 for a share of 6th place on 14 under, it was a case of finding himself right in contention, one off the lead and right in the picture, until a missed 4-foot putt in the 8th halted his run, and that was part of a 9-hole stretch without a birdie, a mini slump which killed his momentum.
Oh man, I got off to a good start today and I played very, very good for a lot of the round, really. But especially, you know, those first few holes, I hit some great shots. You know, I did what I needed to do. It was 2-under after 6. And then, you know, from 7 through 10, play those holes in 1-over. You need to play those in 1 or 2-under again to kind of get yourself going for the back 9. And I didn't do that, but I tried my best. I gave it everything, and it was, you know, not to be in the end.
Rory McIlroy started too far back to really challenge on the final day, but helped by a 3-in-a-row birdie run in mid-round, he finished with a 67 and a share of 12th place on 12-under par.
Yeah, more from the golf a little bit later on. Lauren Walsh claimed a top 10 finish at the German Masters on the Ladies European Tour. We had another epic afternoon in the Munster Hurling Championships. Clare scored a late 65 to pip Waterford. What a scoreline this is. 421 to 226. 1-point win for the Banner. Little more clear cut in Thurles as Cork beat Tipperary by 18 points. But let's go to Ennis and get some reaction from the Clare dressing room from the match winner. But first, let's listen back to the defining moment. Late in the game.
We're gone 5 minutes now into stoppage time at the end of the game. The team's level in the Munster Hurling Championship. Mark Rogers from Scariff with an opportunity to win the day for Clare with this 65. The ball is in flight. The saffron and blue flags are raised skywards. That's the winner, all right. Mark Rogers puts Clare into a 1-point lead. The ball about to be poked out by Sean O'Brien, and the game is over. Clare have won an absolute thriller at Cusack Park. Last puck of the game. With the winner.
Yeah, I suppose first I had to acknowledge that Ada was going off the field and Tony had just hit one out there from the sideline. I don't know what was going through my head. I just tried to keep calm. Go back to the process I've been practicing all this time. And struck through and it thankfully went over the bar.
Surely you've never had, even in your wildest dreams, did you ever see yourself getting that winning score when you're hooking the ball up against the door or hooking the ball up against the wall, that one day you'd do it?
Well, I suppose maybe a couple of minutes prior I went down the sideline, I drove them wide. And straight away I probably put that out of my mind. I don't know what was really going through my head. I suppose we've an awful lot of work done this year, and we're just banking that and relying on it in these pressure moments.
Now it's off to play Tipperary in the next round.
Yeah, off to Tipperary next. Can't wait, looking forward to it. We'll miss Cusack Park, of course, but look, we're delighted just to be getting out of here with the win. And we know we're not out of the group yet. We just have to keep going and go to Thurles next week and get a result.
Yeah, heroic Mark Rogers, young Mark Rogers, 23 years of age, with Mike McCartney there. Tipperary are out, Mary. I know you're very disappointed. I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, I was congratulating my Cork friends.
I bet you were.
Gritted teeth.
I bet you were. 18 points. No one saw that coming. Cork, though, despite that win, play the waiting game now. They have to see if other results in the final round of games go the way. So we've Limerick and Waterford, and then we've Tipperary and Clare. Let's hear from Pat Ryan. He's with Angelina Nugent.
Pat, that second half performance was awesome to watch.
Yeah, look, we went at it really hard in the second half. Lads really performed well and look, got what we deserved.
How important was last week's result heading into this to give you a pep in the step?
Last week we weren't going to be in no position. So look, we just took after losing the Clare, we took the Limerick game. We had 2 weeks great preparation for Limerick and look, put in a great performance to beat them. They're a fantastic team, and then needed an equally fantastic performance there to stay ahead of Tipperary.
A bit of a waiting game now for next weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Look, a bit of a waiting game, but look, we've given ourselves a chance. Look, that's what we needed to do after losing to Clare, and look, we've given ourselves a chance, and we'll see where that takes us.
Yeah, well, it's hard to believe they're not through yet, but if they got through, you wouldn't put it past them to go all the way.
Certainly.
They're looking stylish. Momentum is everything in sport. Wexford beat Carlow in the Leinster Championship, wins for Leitrim and Laois in the Tailteann Cup. Tyrone beat Kerry to win the Airgrid Under 20 Football Championship, second title for them in 3 years there. Cork overcame, won the Glen Dimplex Munster Camogie final. They beat Waterford there. Armagh beat Donegal by a point to lift the TG Carr Ladies Football Ulster final after extra time. Manchester City are the Premier League champions, confirmed it with a win against West Ham yesterday. Luton relegated along with Burnley and Sheffield United. Sam Bennett won the final stage of the 4 days of Dunkirk event in France to win that race overall. In the cricket, Ireland beat the Netherlands in their Tri-Nations Series campaign. First game of this dramatic one-run victory there. They meet Scotland today. And Max Verstappen won the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix. Back with more later.
That's Darren Frehel. He's back with us in an hour's time.